And Israeli settlers have once again stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. According to the Palestinian Foundation for Islamic Waqf, over a dozen settlers entered the Muslim site on Monday while they were accompanied by a group of Israeli intelligence agents. Hundreds of Israeli settlers and forces have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound over the past months. According to local Palestinian officials, nearly 100 Palestinian women have been arrested so far this year after trying to deny the settlers' access to the religious site. Palestinians say Israel is trying to change the status quo of the holy Islamic site to pave the way for the Judaization of the city of Al-Quds. From the Stop the Wall campaign, Jamal Joma joins us now from Ramallah. Mr. Joma, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the constant violations carried out by the Israelis with regards to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and the motives behind these actions of storming the holy site.
Yes, it systematically has been storming Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's not going to stop in any way. They have times that has been decided during the day where the settlers can go inside and pray, do whatever they want. They are accompanied with the police, and not just the settlers, but as well Israeli officials. It is the parliamentarians from the military, different kind of military parts. They are all like entitled to invade Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's clear that this plan is going intensively now, using the Arab situation where everybody is busy in order to Judaize Al-Aqsa, if not even destroy it. Like any, and if you go to the internal Israeli media, they were declaring that this is already plans that has been put out, you know, on how to destroy Al-Aqsa and what's already they want to do, the alternatives, what they want to do on the place of Al-Aqsa. It's going on. The most that they are doing this invasions, they started also put more pressures on the Palestinians who's inside Al-Aqsa. Their identity is confiscated, people arrested. They are watched every single gate with lots of cameras, who is in and out. There is restrictions over the youth to go inside Al-Aqsa, or people below certain age, which is below 50. So that's all in together is going to lead in a way to a very catastrophic situation in Al-Aqsa Mosque. If the Muslims didn't open their eyes, if they didn't start move now to stop this, I would say that Al-Aqsa will be in a huge danger that we can't really imagine how it's going to be.
Mr. Joma, why isn't this issue being addressed properly on an international arena? Specifically, Arab countries have gotten a lot of criticism for remaining silent with regards to the violations carried out against the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound by the Israeli regime.
In fact, it's not understandable why the Arabs and the Islamic world is staying silent on an issue, very important issue for them, like Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. This is the third holiest place for our religion. And to stay silent this way, and they know, nobody can say that they don't know that there is a plan to destroy this mosque. This is not something recent. This is from long ago, and now it's under heavily implementation. So this is a responsibility of the Arab League, for Arab states, from the Islamic countries, and also it has to be addressed strongly by the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority should put it as an urgent issue for the Arab League. It should start mobilizing widely on the issue of Al-Aqsa. It can't be continue the silent. We are in Jerusalem so scared that Al-Aqsa in any minute would be threatened of anything bad could happen. And we are so afraid that either it's going to be massacring the people, like what's happened in Al-Haram al-Ibrahimi in Hebron, where they divided after that, or maybe much, much more worse than that. All of us knows that under Al-Aqsa, it's almost empty because of all the excavations that they were doing. There's theaters, there's synagogues, there's huge places for different kind of activities, especially exhibitions. It's under the ground, Al-Aqsa. You don't know what's the next step that they are taking in the middle of the situation. So here we are urging everybody to start move and take hold up their responsibilities for this very important place for all of us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jamal Juma from the Stop the Wall campaign, speaking to us from Ramallah.